Hey Murfam, and welcome back to Murstyle Podcast. It's season 3, episode 3 of the podcast, and in this episode I've got Savio. As we discuss YouTube and everything YouTube related. So Savio, how are you doing today?
Good.
Nice. And by the way guys, Savio also has his YouTube channel. Savio, do you want to tell them what it's called?
It's for Fire Dragon.
Yeah, so it's Fire Dragon on YouTube. So don't forget to check out his YouTube channel. It is Fire Dragon. Fire Dragon altogether space. So yeah, check him out on YouTube. He is a really good guy. He does Minecraft shorts, he does Minecraft videos, and he has amazing piano music in the background if you are into piano music. Okay, so let's start off with the first question. So Savio, what is your opinion on YouTube?
I think it can be better, because now I think YouTube is changing to the autocrat, because just like they delete it, like, and they delete the search from all the things I always use.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like YouTube has changed and it is slowly getting worse, and it isn't as good as it was before, because I feel like it's had a slope and it's gone down, because YouTube was better before. Do you agree? Yeah, so YouTube was better before. So the next question is, if YouTube didn't exist, what platform would you watch?
I would probably watch, I don't know, maybe Twitch. Because I know Twitch a long time ago. And the other platform is, I didn't join until recently.
What's the platform called?
Twitch.
Okay, Twitch. So, do you enjoy Twitch?
Twitch. Yeah. I only make a few videos on it, but sometimes I watch stream on it. Although not really so much time, but sometimes I will watch some stream.
Okay, so what type of streams do you watch?
Minecraft.
So is Minecraft your favorite game?
Yeah.
What are your top 3 favorite games?
My phone doesn't rotate. Okay. So you mean video game or Minecraft game?
No, all together, like all the games made in the world.
Okay, I guess Minecraft, and then I don't know, maybe sometimes for example like some mobile game, also some war games. I also play them.
That's nice.
I also like simulation, because I like to simulate things.
That's nice. What do you think of Roblox?
I didn't play it, but I think it's nice. It seems nice.
Okay. So, what do you think of Fortnite?
Fortnite, I also know it, but I didn't play it. But it also looks okay and good, because, yeah.
Okay, that's nice. So, let's head on to the next question. Okay, so if YouTube was sold to another company, which company do you think would buy it?
I think by now, I think Elon Musk will buy it. I forgot Elon Musk's company. Is that Tesla? But wait, I don't remember his company name.
Elon Musk is Tesla.
Okay.
Okay, because I think Elon Musk, he tries to buy a lot of games, just generally other companies. So I think Elon Musk, you know, that's a good assumption, you know, because it's very accurate. I feel like Elon Musk, if Google decide to let go of YouTube, I think YouTube's owned by Google LLC. So, okay. So, what is your opinion on the YouTube algorithm? Well, I like to, just to start off. But yeah, my opinion on the YouTube algorithm is I feel like the YouTube algorithm, it's like there's some technical difficulties, but the next question is, what is your opinion on the YouTube algorithm?
I think it's like, it's kind of, sometimes it's kind of bad because for someone like me, I need to use the shorts to get new, but actually, if I can, I want to make regular videos too, because, shorts is like, it's too short, and yeah.
Yeah, because I agree with you, shorts. I've seen people, like some of my friends that do YouTube, they start shorts videos, and when they post YouTube shorts, their shorts video gets more traction and views than their regular 15 minutes, something like that video. And I have noticed that shorts are more popular, because if you think about it, you know the app TikTok?
Yeah.
TikTok is like, you know, usually maybe about 15 seconds video, 30 seconds, 3 minutes, 1 minute, and now it can apparently go up to 10 minutes. So if you see a normal TikTok video, a TikTok video has a lot. TikTok is way easier than YouTube when it comes to getting followers or subscribers, whatever, which is getting likes on it, getting comments, getting views. It's way easier on TikTok. So, like, if I had the same amount of views on TikTok as I did on YouTube, I'd be really, really happy with that. Okay, so the next question is, what is your opinion on the YouTube copyright strike? So what do you think of the copywriting in YouTube? Because the copyright strikes in YouTube, they're very, like, random.
Because it's like sometimes it just copyright something that isn't actually copyright. For example, like some classical music, because some company make a video of it doesn't mean that you cannot play the classical music. Because I don't think Mozart made a copyright.
Yeah, I'm not sure about Mozart.
I mean when he's alive, there isn't even a thing called copyright.
Yeah. Have you ever been copyrighted?
I don't know, probably yes, because of the Rick Roll video.
Rick Roll. Do you like Rick Rolling people?
Yeah.
Have you ever been Rick Rolled?
Yeah.
Do you want me to Rick Roll you?
No.
Okay, I'm gonna Rick Roll you then. No. The next question is, what do you think is the best era for YouTube? So the best period of time, maybe that's 2016 YouTube, 2017 YouTube, up to, you know, 2022 YouTube. Which YouTube era do you think is the best?
I don't know, because I didn't...
I feel like the best YouTube era was probably, I don't know, maybe 2016 YouTube to 2018, because I just remember the slime trends, the fidget trends, all of that. I remember this guy in college. I don't really watch him. I would just see him on my recommended a lot. I think it was recommended, I'm not sure which section, but, 2016, 2018 YouTube, I really, really enjoyed. It was really nice. It was really, really good. Really, really good. Savio.
Yes.
What do you think is the best era for YouTube?
I don't really know, but I think, like, when I joined YouTube, When I start watching YouTube more often, like when I was at year 3 or 4, because I don't watch YouTube before that.
So year 3 to 4, so like maybe about I don't really know how old. maybe around 2018.
Yeah, I guess.
That's nice to hear. So what is your favorite YouTube channel?
My favorite YouTube channel is probably
My favorite YouTube channel is this channel called Maristyle YT. I know, so amazing. Definitely not me. Absolutely amazing. And if you want to sponsor Maristyle YT, and if you want to check it out, that's so cool. It's MIRASTAR space YT. Check them out on YouTube and like, comment, share his videos, as it does gain some traction and it helps. And comment something nice, as it does share it more. Yes. So, Savio, what's your favorite YouTube channel?
I'm not entirely sure because I don't actually know. But I guess I will, for example, like, I don't know, because, I mean, my channel my channel only have a little bit video, and I still think it can be improved, so I'm not sure, but basically, some of my favorite channel is like the Lean channel, or maybe Mapping channel, or maybe I can send some of them in the comments.
Okay. So do you have a specific favorite YouTuber?
I don't really think I have a specific one, but...
Okay, that's alright. Do you have the specific type of YouTubers you watch? What type of YouTubers do you watch?
Mapping YouTuber, some music YouTuber, Minecraft YouTuber, also meme YouTuber.
Okay, that's nice. Okay, so next question is, what's your favorite YouTube rewind? You know what YouTube rewind is? For those who do not know what YouTube rewind is, YouTube rewind is basically this yearly video that YouTube tries to make with many of the YouTubers who have been trending throughout the year. They usually post it around the end of December, or like I think January 1st. I'm not sure. You know, sometime around the end of the year or around that period. I know sometime, of course, winter, you know, that part, July, December, I mean, January, December. I think one of those disliked videos is actually one of the YouTube rewinds with like Will Smith in it. And I don't mean like Will Smith and Chris Rock, I mean just like, you know, Will Smith thing. So yeah, that is what YouTube rewind is. So, Sabia. Because me? I don't think I have a specific YouTube rewind. Cause like, all the YouTube rewinds, I'm not really a person of YouTube rewinds who checks YouTube rewinds, stuff like that. Well, I've watched them when they come out, but I don't think they came in 2021, 2020 either. So yeah. So Sabia.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite YouTube rewind?
You mean the official YouTube? Is that the YouTuber one?
So like, yeah, the one that, you know, many YouTubers in it, that video.
So it Do you mean it's made by official YouTube or made by YouTuber?
Official YouTube.
I never watch official YouTube rewind. It just doesn't add my recommend.
Okay, that's alright. Me neither. So, what do you think makes YouTube creative? So, question is, what makes it appeal?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can now, but it like goes in and out sometimes.
Okay, so I think that there's many content creators at YouTube.
There's so many more.
There's many content creators at YouTube.
Yeah, so what else do you also think makes YouTube very creative in the way that it is now?
I think also because Google buy and Google have money to make it better.
Okay, so how do you think YouTube makes it better?
Can you repeat?
How do you think YouTube try to make, how do you think Google tries to make YouTube better?
I don't really notice that now is not really good, but I think maybe they would try to make, for example, like YouTube become more okay for different age and more family friendly and things like that.
Yeah, I feel like they've really been trying because, you know, they've now got things like YouTube Shorts. So they are trying to make variety in YouTube. So, you know, if you want to watch a short little YouTube video, that's fine. If you want to watch 15 minute little video, that's fine. 5 minutes, good. Maybe even an hour, good. You know, however long you want to watch the video for, they've got it for you. So, you know, that's nice. And that makes YouTube creative. They've got variety in people, the content, management, how they do things, how they run things. It's really good, and all of that work is what makes YouTube creative. Okay, so Savio,
yeah,
the next question is, what are the advantages of YouTube?
I think the advantage of YouTube is it has many people use it. It also let me think. It can also make you have different type of video, not just one type. And also it for example have some polls so that you can know what your favorite YouTuber are going to do.
Okay, I agree with what you said, you know, how, you know, you can watch any type of video you want or do any type of video you want, and, you know, you can watch people that you don't know personally, but people across the entire world, whether that's up in Canada or all the way down in Australia or all the way to the west of the globe when you're down at maybe Brazil or Argentina or Chile, or if you maybe go to the east, like near like Russia, Poland, just places like that, you know. I'm a little joking, but I know basic good knowledge. I'm gonna joke with you. I like joking. Actually, no, I like world. like countries, flags, stuff like that. Because I find myself good at flags. I'm not expert. I know actual countries, not like little counties or tiny flags or stuff like that. Not that pretty much flags. So Sabia, what do you think are the disadvantages of YouTube?
For example, you don't have to, like, it also doesn't let you search the video from Otis now. I don't know the reason, but it just doesn't let you. Also, the copyright thing that always happens.
Do you think there are any more disadvantages?
Yeah, for example, sometimes you just disable your comment themselves. They didn't ask you, but they disabled the comment of your video. Also, they now also add a thing which you can see your viewer search history. Although I don't really care about that.
I do agree with what you're saying with, especially the comments one. You know when they block out your comments, sometimes it gets really, really annoying. Because did you know? I think you actually taught me this, like, that the more comments you have, when you have more comments, you know, it shares your video more. Like, it helps with the algorithm, and it gets your video more put out. So by commenting, you're basically sharing the video. And you actually taught me that because you commented that one time, and you're like, thanks, you commenting is giving me more shares and more people to watch my videos, which I really like.
So that's why hate comment is useless, because it doesn't actually get your goal, and you even are sharing the video. So I think hate comment is just useless.
Yeah, I don't know why people love to hate. Like, it's like they don't get paid to hate. It's not one of their day jobs. And all they do is just share the video to more people. You have to share it more and more and more till you become the successful one and they're still hating.
Also, I want to make an experiment soon, which is make a channel that upload nearly the same video, but one of them has comment, one of them hasn't.
One of them have comments on.
Yeah, one of them have many comments, one of them have no comments.
Oh, and you want to see which one gets like the most views and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, that'll be. You want to see if it's effective.
Yeah.
Okay, that would actually be a really nice experiment to test out. That'd be really nice. Okay, so are you ready for the next question, Savio?
Yeah.
Okay, so what is your opinion on YouTube demonetization and safety rules?
I think it's like the whole demonetization thing is it's robot thingy which they think they are really smart, but actually their robot is stuck because they can't even detect the copyright thing. So so I think they are like, and sometimes I even suspect them just demonetizing their some channel that is not hate the whole policy. Sometimes they are just demonetizing them.
Okay, I agree with you, you know, because sometimes people, like, demonetization, sometimes things get demonetized when there's nothing to be, like, actually demonetized. Sometimes it gets a little bonkers and crazy, but, you know. So, let's head on to a little next question. What is your opinion on hate comments and people who give hate comments?
I think they are stupid because they don't know how the algorithm works. Doesn't work like that, the algorithm does. It will just because hate comment will only improve the view. For some, like, because YouTube doesn't understand what your comment means mostly. Although they sometimes understand, but they don't know how to differentiate between good and hate comment. Because I already see that by in my video. So yeah.
Okay. That's nice. So, the next question is, should the YouTube Kids be cancelled?
I think it should not be cancelled, but I think it should not be like now, because now it's like it's too OP. Also, I mean they are just so OP, and I already worked.
Did you say something? Yeah?
I think the YouTube Kids too OP.
Should the videos of YouTube Kids, like Spider-Man and Play-Doh videos, be demonetized?
No.
Why?
Because I don't see the reason that it gets monetized.
Okay. That's not mad, but
it's a very strange question.
Okay, are you ready for the next question?
Yeah.
Okay, so do the YouTube Kids videos make the kids more spoiled or make them misbehave more?
I think the video is underestimating the intelligence. Because I was for example like watch some video, but actually it's like I think it's not like only that it can be more of
what'd you say?
I think it underestimates kids' intelligence.
Okay. How do you think it makes them intelligent? How do you think YouTube Kids makes children more intelligent?
I think it really underestimates
let's head on to the next question. So, what type of genre on YouTube are you into?
Probably gaming, I don't know what it's meaning. It's meaning not entertainment.
Entertainment.
I don't mean entertainment.
Okay. So, what's your least favorite genre on YouTube?
What genre is it? Yeah. I don't know genre.
Did you say what she said?
I don't really know what
I'm saying. Okay. So next question. So, what's your opinion on having to pay to watch movies / full episodes on TV shows on YouTube?
Uh, I think it's kind of thing that you have to have really good data or talk about me.
What did you say?
I think it's kind of thing that you have to be data or talk about me.
Yeah, it is very unfair, you know. I don't really think that you should have to pay to just watch a little 20 minutes of a whole series. It's very good. This is strange. I don't really enjoy that. And I don't think there should be you having to pay. Even if you have to pay, I think it should be something like 50 cents or 50p or 50 pence. I don't think it should cost a lot to just watch a little video. Maybe 4p a minute, even. Where, actually, no, not 4p a minute. I'd be explaining, maybe 1p a minute. So, if the video's an hour long, then it'd be £1 to watch an hour movie. 1 hour movie. Quick maths. Is that what you like, maths?
Yeah.
What's your favorite thing
about
maths?
You know that I opened the calculator map. Actually, I'm gonna send you some pictures.
Okay, so what's your favorite thing about maths?
My favorite thing about maths is... maybe geometry.
Geometry? So what about geometry do you like?
Like four dimension.
Okay. So, do you know the next term we're doing? We're going to do geometry in math.
Yeah, I guess it says that it's the calculation thing.
It says in the summer term, we're going to do geometry. And right now, I'm recording in April. So, it'll be geometry.
Can you repeat?
In summer, like the next term we're going into. We're gonna do geometry and maths, and you do like geometry, so you're gonna enjoy maths 2 times more.
Go.
What is your least favorite thing about maths? Actually, we're at an off topic. Let's go. Next question. Do you know who PewDiePie is?
Yeah.
Do you know who Markiplier is?
Yeah.
Mix them together. Which one do you like more, PewDiePie or Markiplier?
I don't really watch them, but I guess PewDiePie. Yes, I watch a little bit of the movie.
Okay. Do you usually watch any of them?
No, because they are not in my algorithm.
See, using the word algorithm, I like it. Do you think there should be a consequence for misleading clickbait?
Misleading what?
Clickbait.
I think this. It should be demonetized.
I agree. Why do you think it should be demonetized?
Because then not that much people will get affected by the clickbait.
Yeah. I think that like with misleading clickbait or just, you know, clickbait, I feel like they try to get traction and views by saying this. I got millions of diamonds, or Robux hack that gets you infinite Robux. And then there is none of that. It's just a Rickroll for 28 minutes.
I don't think Rickrolls should be demonetized. I think, for example, like regular video that is clickbait should be demonetized. But I think Rickroll is a meme culture.
Yeah, Rickroll shouldn't be demonetized. But clickbait videos should be, because they are basically trying to get views off of videos they don't really do or videos they're about. Because if people are coming to watch your video for a specific thing, put in the thumbnail or the title, they're coming there for the specific thing you put. So they will be expecting more of that same content from you. But if you can't possess that same content, but it was really clickbait, then you're just going to lose a lot of your views and traction and subscribers, and it'll all go down. You'll get more dislikes than actual likes. So, you know, it won't be nice. And plus, yeah, clickbait is really annoying. Because you'll be trying to do something or get something or achieve something in a game or something, and you don't actually get the answer to it because it's just a clickbait. And it's so annoying. It's not nice. Savio, have you ever posted a clickbait video?
No, unless Rickroll.
Have you ever watched a clickbait video?
I remember, yes, but I don't remember what is that.
Okay. So, let's head back onto the track for more YouTube. What made you create your Fire Dragon YouTube channel?
First, because I see other people becoming very famous in YouTube, and also I see the subscriber count history.
Okay, so is YouTube something you enjoy making, YouTube videos?
Yeah.
Okay, so what year did you start making YouTube videos?
Probably.
Do you remember what year?
Like, I don't know, but like, wait, I can search it now. Also, do you know that I have a secret account?
Oh, what's the secret
account? But the secret account is actually my first account.
Oh. How much subscribers does your secret account have?
15.
Starting up.
So, it is open at 2020.
Okay, so you started your YouTube channel in 2020.
Yeah, but not this channel is a 2021.
2021, you're a Fire Dragon one.
Yeah. Okay. The open is also kind of called Fire Dragon, but not exactly.
Okay. So, what gave you the name Fire Dragon?
Probably because fire and dragon is both elements. And I just feel like to make it like Fire Dragon.
That's nice. So the current Fire Dragon video main channel you have was made on the 5th of May 2021.
Yeah.
So on your description of your YouTube channel, it says reject humanity, evolve from your species. Fire Dragon. So tell us more about that. What does that mean?
I don't actually know.
Did you make the quote?
Yeah.
How did you make it?
Because one day someone go past me at a queue and I'm really angry, and then I make this call.
Did you fight them?
No.
So I make parkour on my server, so I decorate and make a fountain on my server, so I decorate a spawn on my server, so I fix my mistake on my server. So, do you have your own Minecraft server?
Yeah.
Okay, so, that's nice. So what is your opinion on people stealing videos from another person? For example,
I think you should not steal me. Because it will make the original content creator, like, they doesn't get money.
Yeah, I think it would be really unfair for the person who has to brainstorm ideas for you to just take the ideas, then you get all the credit and attributes as opposing as you created it or did it first, which I think is very, very unfair and selfish. So I don't think that's the right thing to do. So far. So, what is your opinion on Roblox content on YouTube?
I only watched it recently, but I think some of them are okay. Because I don't actually play Roblox.
Okay, so that's nice. So, what's your opinion on what's your opinion on Minecraft content on Twitter?
I think it's good.
That's nice. Why do you think it's good?
Because it's like it's creative, and sometimes it can teach you how to make some of the things.
Okay, what do you think it will help you make?
For example, like some redstone thing.
Okay, so it teaches you skills, like, for example, with playing survival, it helps you do things on your own, be more independent. You know, Minecraft actually did teach me something that's very, very helpful to me. I found out that sugarcane, I think it is, is what makes glass. Is that true?
Wait, sugarcane makes...
We know sand that makes glass. Sand.
I remember it's not exactly sand, but something that kind of like sand.
Yeah, so I learned that, of course, something, you know, sand-like is, like, makes glass, and Minecraft actually did teach me that. So Minecraft is not just a game that you can play.
Okay, so this is leaky. So glass is non-crystalline, often transparent, amorphous, solid, different widespread particle technological and decorative used in, for example, window play with tableware and objects. Glass is most often formed by rapid cooling of the molten form.
Okay, so that is spam technically fact.
Yeah, you can do that in your channel. It's based on a chemical compound, silicon dioxide, which is also the primary constituent of sand.
Okay. Okay. So we all know what plastic is now. Boom. So Mercer Podcast is also educational. Beautiful. Thanks, Xavier. Education. Yes. What's your opinion on Dream SMP?
I don't really like Dream, but Dream SMP story is kind of good.
Okay. Why don't you like Dream SMP?
No, I don't like Dream, but I like Dream SMP.
Okay, so why don't you like Dream?
Because he cheated speedrun.
Okay. Have you ever cheated in the speedrun?
Have I?
Yeah.
I didn't even speedrun. Yeah. Because I don't know how to do a speedrun.
Are you gonna learn how to, and you're gonna record some speedrun videos?
I don't think I'm a beat Rengar.
It's alright.
Okay, so let's head on with the next question. So, do you think YouTube Kids should be cancelled?
I think, yeah, because YouTube should concentrate in, for example, like the main YouTube. Also, YouTube Kids is kind of too OP.
OP? How's it OP?
Because, for example, like the channel, the Kids channel, gets so many, like, subscriber and view.
Okay. So, next question. Do you think that the Minecraft YouTube community is dying? What's the last question?
Maybe for some of the YouTubers.
Okay, so why do you think people might think that the YouTube community with Minecraft is dying?
Do you know that I actually found a research about YouTube actually trying to kill Minecraft because YouTube make a mistake before, which is make Minecraft too OP.
What did you say?
Because YouTube make a mistake before, which make Minecraft too OP.
Okay. So what's your opinion on YouTube adding double ads? So instead of just one ad, there will be two ads. So there'll be ad one of two. What do you think of them having double ads?
I think it's bad because it should not be like that.
Okay. Why do you think it shouldn't be?
Because it's something, for example, like sometimes I watch a video, when I see an ad, I just choose to not watch it.
Okay. Yeah, I usually try to click off the video, then click back on. Or I try, I don't know, or I'll just wait, or I'll pretend like I'm not looking, I'll pretend I'll act busy, so like it hurries up faster. No, I know every single kid has done this before. Like, nearly every single. If you look in this group, like, normal. Everyone has pretended like they don't care, pretended to do something else, while waiting for something to load. So, thinking it'd load faster, especially if you're a kid. So drastically, in certain cases. Okay, so let's get on to the next question. So, what's your opinion on YouTube's play button system? For example, every milestone, when do you think it should be, etc.
I think it is okay, but yeah.
Okay, so the YouTube play button system comes in milestones. I think you get your first one at 100,000 subscribers, then I think 1 million, I think 10 million? I don't really remember, but because I think it's the bronze play button, which is 1,000, then the silver, or the gold, and then the gold, or the diamond, I don't know. I know there's a ruby, like, play button fifth thing at 100 million, I know that, and PewDiePie got it, or something like that. I don't know if it's actually fist or if it was just made for PewDiePie and the fist. I think it's just a play button thing like that. But when do you think you should get it? Like, do you think you should get it 1,000 subscribers, then 10,000, or 1,000, then 1 million, or 1,000, or 10,000, a million, or just straight from a million to 5 million? How do you
think
the milestone should go?
It should be like 100,000. Yes, that's how you get very far.
Okay, so then after 100,000, what do you think the next one should be?
$100 million.
After a million, what do you think the next one should be?
$10 million.
After 10 million, what do you think the next one should be?
$100 million.
And after 100 million, what do you think the next one should be?
BBS.
That's nice. I've never seen someone get to a billion subscribers.
Yeah, I never seen someone have
10%
of the world population subscribed to them. Not 10%,
you said 10%. I think it's about 10%.
Yeah, it's
14%. Yeah, okay. Wait,
14%? Yeah.
How did you find that out so quickly?
Because I remember that 100 divided by 7 is similar to 13.
I'm not the best at quick maths. 100 divided by 7 is... Oh, you got it. I know it, but not off the top of my head. I need to do some working out and thinking. I'm not the fastest. I think it's probably 9. I don't know. Let me actually check the calculator. I know it's not a full number. So 100 divided by 100 divided by 7 is 114.285714. Wow. How lovely. So you said, oh no, it's 14.285714. So it's 14% of the population. Correct, Sabio. Sabio, you are a smart person. Sabio, are you ready for the next question?
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you think YouTube is missing?
I think they didn't
hear people's
voice.
I feel like YouTube actually could be missing a lot of things. Yeah. I feel like YouTube was at its... Well, YouTube has already passed its peak. YouTube's peak was way back. And it's coming... And YouTube's peak is coming up in one of the next following questions. I feel like YouTube is missing a lot of things.
I want to make a social media myself, actually.
What type of social media?
Like, for example, uploading video and things like that. I want to make it like, it's a very good system.
Okay. Saviro, do you think you'd make your own website?
Yeah, but I don't know how to make that.
I know how to. You can, like, make your own website. You know, firedragon.com. Imagine it. Firedragon.com. You wouldn't want to see a firedragon.com. I know I would. I would want to see a firedragon.com. okay. So, the next question is 2017 YouTube or 2018 YouTube, which do you think is better?
What is the difference between them?
So like 2017 YouTube, like fidget spinners, more slime. I think slime was trending more in 2017. Like them type of stuff. And then 2018 hit with like Fortnite like dances, like the floss. I mean, not from the first film, 18, I'm not sure. It was 2018. I'm not sure, but 2018, I don't know, it hit like a lot of stuff. Yeah. I don't remember exactly. Let me just quickly Google 2018 YouTube. So 2018 YouTube, people, you know, there's like PewDiePie. So I'm trying to look at Rewind. So YouTube Rewind 2018, everyone controls Rewind.
YouTube Rewind 2018, Everyone Controls Rewind, is a video that was uploaded to the official channel of the video sharing website, YouTube, on December 6, 2018, as the ninth part of the YouTube Rewind series. Okay. So, YouTube Rewind is officially the most disliked video on YouTube.
Yeah, I know.
So, that is the most disliked video. Xavier, what would you do if one of your videos you most disliked?
I don't know. I would just keep it because it's like a record.
Yeah. I guess it's something not to be sad about because it is a record and that'll give you more recognition for having that the award, I guess. I guess that's something. What if you got the most likes on your video?
I would just keep it. Or maybe separate it. You just disconnect.
Next question. Do you think YouTube Shorts are TikTok copy or not? And why?
I think it is actually kind of TikTok copy. Because it's kind of obvious.
True. Because when I'm watching YouTube Shorts are basically reposted TikToks. Like just TikToks that are reposted on YouTube Shorts. So it's not like you're making up the YouTube Short app or anything. It's basically, that's how I think YouTube Shorts are. They're just really like TikTok. What do you think?
Yeah, sometimes it's like that. So, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, next question. Should YouTube Shorts be discontinued since they're mainly TikTok reposts?
I don't think it should be discontinued because it's good for me, so I can get more views.
Okay. So do you think, the next question is, what do you think was the worst era of YouTube?
I think now, actually, because YouTube is like, delete so many things, it's just like randomly delete things. For example, search from the
older thing. Yeah. Okay, so we're coming up to the last few questions of... this is the last question of the podcast, have you? The last question. Okay, so the last question is, would you be able to last without YouTube for a whole month?
I think I can survive, but because I wanna upload, keep uploading, so
you wouldn't be able to upload. Like you can't watch it, you can't upload, nothing.
Yeah,
no,
I know. So I'm not sure if I can do that, but I think maybe I'll upload in other social media.
So if that was to happen, what social media would you go to? Twitch?
Yeah, or maybe Twitter.
Okay. So what if Twitch and Twitter were to go down? What would you use?
I'd probably maybe just use Discord.
Okay. So, Xavier.
Yeah.
If you were to try go for YouTube without a month, what would be your strategy?
Try to finish something that I didn't have time to finish before.
Okay, but what if you don't have enough time? So maybe if you have a whole series waiting, but you also have another series, and you only have 6 hours to watch all of them YouTube videos and stuff like that, and then watch or tune into.
Can you repeat the question?
What if you have like all the things you want to watch and you only have 6 hours, and you have to go to sleep and you have school the next day and stuff?
I don't know. I would probably be late too, but actually,
so, how long do you think you would last, Max? Like, how long do you think you'd last, Max, without YouTube? How many days or how many months if you were to go?
Actually, I don't really know because it depends which information do I want to get, and it also depends if anyone send any YouTube video on Discord, because they can send it as an MP4.
Okay. So, Savio.
Yeah.
Well done. We have made it to the end of this podcast episode. That is all of the questions done and answered. And how did you find it, Savio? How did you enjoy it? Did you enjoy it?
Yeah.
Nice. What was your favorite part?
I think maybe when you are asking about how do I think about YouTube now?
Yeah, because I feel like YouTube now is a really controversial topic, and it's a very nice topic to get out there and stuff like that. Since YouTube, of course, it's one of the biggest video sharing platforms, if not biggest. So yeah, and at the end of every podcast episode, I do a quote, and all of these quotes are made by me, Mr. Poet Guy. So, YouTube is a never-ending YouTube, wait, let's restart, we need to make this. So, the quote of Nerd Star Podcast Season 3 is, YouTube is as never-ending as a loop. I don't know if it sounds simple, but it's quite an meaning to that. Because YouTube, I know there is a barrier in how much YouTube videos there actually are. Like, there isn't actually infinite, but it feels infinite. Probably in your entire lifetime, you probably won't be able to watch every single YouTube video ever made. So it may feel never-ending to you. Even though it may not ever really be never-ending, it will be never-ending to you and everyone in this world, because no one's going to be here for billions of years, I think. But be able to watch every single YouTube video made, every single video, from small creator, 1 second video, 30 hours video, every single video, even the 24-hour music song. Nobody will be there every single day to watch a video. So that's why I say it's maybe never ending. You know, it may not feel never ending, but it is never ending. So yeah, that's my little quote for you guys. So I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast episode as much as I did enjoy recording it with Savio. Don't forget to check out Savio's YouTube channel, Fire Dragon, F-I-R-A. Wait, no, that's that again. F-I-R-E-D-R-A-G-O-N. Check it out on YouTube. Subscribe to his channel, like, comment, and share his video. Give him some support and love on his channel. Thank you guys for tuning into Season 3, Episode 3. Follow the podcast for more, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye-bye.